Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's a great day here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we have a fun lesson for you today. Today, our topic is a mystery, and the title of our show is Mr. E Shoots and Scores. Mr. E Shoots and Scores. So, Peter, what do you think today's mystery is about?
I have no idea. The mystery can be about anything. That's why I like it. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Well, Peter, you must have some idea. The title is Mr. E Shoots and Scores. I'll give you a hint. We talked about this sport last month.
Okay. He shoots and scores...We talked about this sport last month. Basketball! It's going to be about basketball, right?
Yes, it's a mystery, and it's about basketball.
Well, I love mysteries, and I love to watch basketball, so I think today is going to be a lot of fun.
Remember, friends, a mystery is when something happens and you don't know why. That's why it's fun and exciting.
And that's what we're going to have today. Let's go over our keywords with Christina.
今天讲到一个篮球比赛的疑案。Mr. F 怀疑对方作弊，所以希望能够找到证据来证明这件事。动词证明就是 prove. They need to prove it. Mr. F 说他们的队在上半场结束前都没有得分，一半就是 half. 所以上半场可以用 first half. 上半场结束就说 the end of the first half. 但是他们明明投篮投得很好啊，投篮这个动作可以用动词 shoot. They shoot very well.Shoot 的过去式是 shot. 投得很好，但是球却总进不了篮筐。The ball wouldn't go through the net. 介系词 through 是穿过或通过的意思。我们来练习这个字的发音。Through, through. 原来对方在他的篮网上盖了一张透明的塑胶片，所以他们的球一直都进不了篮筐，直到塑胶片被弄破了之后 ，Mr. F 的队才进了第一球。撕裂或扯破要用 tear， 它的动词三态变化是 tear、tore、torn。
My partner, Mr. F, played basketball with some other policemen today. His team was really good. The teams made a deal.The team that lost would buy the other team dinner. He wasn't happy when he came back to his desk.
You lost?
I asked. Yes, Mr. J's team won, but they cheated. I'm sure of it, said Mr. F. Can you help me prove it, Mr. E?
So, these people are police officers that like to play basketball after work. The police are the people we call when we are in trouble. They keep us safe.
And in part one, Mr. F is introduced as a partner. What does this word partner mean?
A partner is a friend who helps you. When we talk about partners, we usually talk about two people.Partners work together on things.
So, on this show, Katie and I teach together. Katie is my teaching partner. We help each other out during teaching.
Friends, can you think of someone that you practice your English with? Tell them, you are my English partner.
Maybe your English partner is also the person who helps you study. That person is a study partner.But these guys are police partners.
That's right, and they like to play basketball together. And these teams are making the game more interesting. They are making a deal. Let's go to Christina to learn some more.
比赛的两队双方讲好了，输的一方要请赢的吃饭。The teams made a deal. 名词 deal 是交易的意思，所以 make a deal 直接翻译就是做一个交易。通常双方达成协议，说好一件事就可以用 make a deal 这个片语。比如如果想向对方做一个提议的话，就可以说 let's make a deal， 我们来做个交易吧。很像我们平常会说的我们先讲好。另外你也可以用 make a deal with someone， 表示与某人达成协议或是讲好了。 They made a deal with the other team， 他们跟另外一队达成一个协议。 I made a deal with my roommate， 我跟我的室友达成协议。
Okay Katie， let's make a deal。How about I teach how to make a deal, and then you teach the next thing?
That sounds like a good deal to me. I'll just relax while you teach.
Okay, I'm finished. That's a deal. Katie agreed to do something, and because I taught it, we have a deal.
Hey, that's not fair. I think you cheated.
Katie, we have a deal. I did not cheat.I showed them how to make a deal. You agreed that if I did that, you would teach the next thing.
Well, I still think you cheated because I helped you teach. You didn't teach by yourself.
Well, can you prove I cheated? Show me how I cheated.
I have all my friends watching. They saw you, so we can prove you cheated.
Okay, okay, okay. But hey...You just taught the word prove, so I think our deal is over. Wait, I just helped you teach that word. You cheated, and I can prove it.
No, I think we need to go to part two of the lesson right now. Let's watch it.
Mr. F told me about the game.His team didn't score until the end of the first half. They were shooting well, but the ball wouldn't go through the net. It was very strange. He couldn't see anything over the net. But we finally scored. Then the second half was fine, Mr. F ended.
We need to take a look at the court,
I said.
It looks like Mr. F's team is not doing very well. They didn't score until the end of the first half.
Until the end? That means they scored at the end, but not before that. And in sports, the games have different parts. In basketball, there is a first half and a second half.
It's easy to remember that there will always be two halves. Maybe...If you share food with a friend, you cut it in half. That way you both get the same amount to eat.
But in this game, the team didn't score until the end of the first half. What were they doing? Are they really bad at playing basketball?
No, I think they are good at basketball. In part two, it says that they were shooting the basketball well.
Oh, okay.And shooting the basketball is when you throw the basketball to the net. They were doing that part well. But why weren't they scoring?
You score only when the ball goes through the net. If the ball does not go through the net, then you do not score points.
But by the end of that first half, they finally scored. Let's go to Rebecca about this grammar point.
Hi friends, it's time to learn today's grammar point. But noun, finally verb. For example, but the guests finally went home. Or, but the computer finally turned on. Ready? Then go on and use it.
Thanks Rebecca. When something happens after a long time, use this phrase.Can you think of an example, Katie?
Sure, let's practice. The man lost his keys, but he finally found them. Can you think of a way to practice, friends?
Thanks, Katie. Well, the guys are playing basketball, and they had a hard time shooting the ball through the net, but they finally scored.
That's right, Peter. And I bet they were excited and shouted, "We finally scored!" And that is today's calendar phrase.
We finally scored.
We finally scored. 我们终于得分了。Our
team made a basket.
Hooray! We finally scored.
That was a great shot.
Hooray! We finally scored.
We got 3 points.
Hooray! We finally scored. So, what's the score?
3-73.
Oh, I'm glad we finally scored.
Me too.
We finally scored.
We finally scored. 我们终于得分了。It
is great that the team finally scored. But I think something is strange, because they are good at basketball and they can shoot well, but they couldn't score. Right now, let's take a break. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Today, we have a mystery. There are some guys playing basketball. One team can shoot the ball well, but the ball was not going through the net.
That is very strange. I hope we can find out more about this mystery. Maybe we can prove that something is going on. Let's take a look at part three.
Nothing seemed strange about the court. Then we found a small piece of clear, thin plastic under a net.
They put plastic over your net,
I said. The ball tore it the first time you scored. But how could we prove it? Then I saw a trash can near the court. A big piece of plastic was inside. Mr. F, I said, take this to Mr. J.
In part three, they looked at the basketball court to see if they could find something strange about the court.
At first, nothing seemed strange about the court, but they finally found something strange. What was it?
It was a clear, thin piece of plastic. Well, now we know why it was so hard to find.
Why do you think that it was difficult to find the plastic?
The plastic was clear. That means you can see through it, like a window. And it was also thin, so that makes it hard to see.
And so they need to prove that this piece of plastic was put there by the other team to stop them from scoring. When you use the thing to prove something, what do you call that thing?
Well, that's easy. When you prove something, you use proof. That clear, thin plastic is the proof they need to prove that something strange is going on.
And when they found this proof, it looks like the ball tore through it. Let's go to Christina to learn some more.
所以第一次得分的时候就是因为球把塑胶片扯破了。就是因为扯破了球才能进篮筐的。The ball tore it the first time you scored. 句子的后半句, the first time you scored. 其实它的意思就是 the first time that you scored. 只是that通常都会被省略掉。我们来看另外一个例子。She was very nice the first time I met her. 我第一次见到他的时候,他人非常的好。其实还有类似的句型,像是 He was very sick the last time I saw him. 我最后一次见到他的时候他病得很重。或者 I can buy you coffee every time you come. 你每次来我都可以请你喝咖啡。这些都是类似的句型。
Thanks, Christina. So, the plastic tore. What does it mean to tear?
Oh, that's easy. Let me just, take a piece of paper here. I can just tear it like that.
Peter, I think you need that for later. You just tore something that you need to read.
Oh, you're right. I just tore my notes. Well, friends, I hope that you just learned what tear means, because now I don't have notes to teach. Katie, maybe you can start to teach them about this next part while, I figure this out.
Yeah, Peter, you go ahead and try to fix that. Okay, everyone, it's actually time for us to review today's key words. You can say them with us right now.
Here's our first key word, prove. Prove. Can you prove that you bought this?
Half. Half. I only saw the first half of the game.
Shoot. Shoot. Ben scores every time he shoots.
Through.Through. That road goes through the mountains.
Tear. Tear. Someone tore a page from the book.
Those were all the key words that we learned together today. Right now, we will continue our review and look back at today's lesson.
My partner, Mr. F,played basketball with some other policemen today. His team was really good. The teams made a deal. The team that lost would buy the other team dinner. He wasn't happy when he came back to his desk.
You lost,
I asked. Yes, Mr. J's team won, but they cheated. I'm sure of it, said Mr. F.Can you help me prove it, Mr. E? Mr. F told me about the game. His team didn't score until the end of the first half. They were shooting well, but the ball wouldn't go through the net. It was very strange. He couldn't see anything over the net. But we finally scored. Then the second half was fine.Mr. F ended.
We need to take a look at the court,
I said. Nothing seemed strange about the court. Then we found a small piece of clear, thin plastic under a net.
They put plastic over your net,
I said.The ball tore it the first time you scored. But how could we prove it? Then I saw a trash can near the court. A big piece of plastic was inside. Mr. F, I said, take this to Mr. J.
We had fun playing basketball, didn't we, Mr. M?
Ha ha, you had fun, not me.
Oh, you're not happy because I won. I won and you lost.
But you cheated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you prove it?
No.
That's because I didn't cheat.
But I was shooting well.
Yes.But I was shooting better.
How did you do it?
I practiced.
You practiced?
Yes, I practiced and I got better.
Then I'm going to practice too.
Hey, first First, you have to buy me dinner. That was the deal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, today we had a fun mystery, and I think I know who else cheated.
Why are you always looking at me like that? Besides, I don't think you can prove anything. But today we also talked about basketball, so I enjoyed that a lot too.
They found that the basketball was not going through the net because of some clear, thin plastic. And they had to use that to prove something strange was going on.
That's right. Friends, if you have a mystery, just remember that you can find proof to solve that mystery. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed today. And come back tomorrow for another lesson here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.